2-Minute Drill from Points of Truth Ministries of the Crusade Church.
For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are His workmanship, creating in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them. Ephesians 2:8-10. The Bible makes it clear that you can only be saved by God's grace, by putting your faith in the sacrifice of Jesus and not in your own righteous deeds. The scriptures assert that all have sinned and are guilty before God. No amount of commandment keeping can save you, because commandment keeping cannot remove sin, nor the penalty of committing sin. The commandments can only reveal to you that you are a sinner. So it is clear that all people are in need of a Savior to save them, for they cannot save themselves from the penalty and judgment of hell. Since we are saved by grace through faith, does that mean that we are not obligated to keep God's commandments? If works cannot save us, do they have no part in our salvation? Can a person be saved without repenting from sin? Can a person stay saved while practicing sin? The first word of Jesus' message was repent. To repent means to change, to turn around. Just what did Jesus want a person to turn from? Well, His common reply to those who received salvation was, go and sin no more. Obviously, it was sin that He wanted people to turn from, and the Bible defines sin as a transgression of the law. Now, a person could not receive forgiveness without being willing to repent of breaking God's commandments. As Jesus said, they must go and sin no more. This means they are willing to stop practicing sin as a way of life. The role of the commandments is to show us what sin is, to show us what to and not to do. But as hard as we strive to obey God perfectly, we will always fall short. This is the value of grace. We are not saved by what we do, but by what Jesus had done in our behalf. Therefore, let us rejoice and honor Him by living to please Him. For more information, visit our website, pointsoftruth.com.